Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for coming. Do you use a washcloth?
No.
Come on the face. Is it good for the skin?
Absolutely not.
If it gets to the point where I have to take a shit on this thing, I'm hoping it explodes.
That's Freak City.
Specifically for cleaning the ass.
I never thought of that.
Piss on me, beat me.
If I wore this to wake up my children, it would be immediate therapy.
A lot of men do, and it is nothing to be ashamed of.
This is awesome.
What is awesome?
I'm gonna fucking puke.
This is going to cost you something.
Privy to some non-consensual ass play.
So the whole family shared one bar of soap.
Yeah, and you would put it in your ass.
That's disgusting.
Interesting.
It's hard for me to not believe that racism's not involved with this.
I'm not washing here.
I'm Whitney.
I'm Duncan.
You also got really fucking dressed up.
I'm so happy we actually got to connect.
I'll try it out.
In case you missed it, you can stream 69 Minutes now at ymhstudios.com. Hello, Tom Segura here, and tickets are on sale right now for my show at Netflix is a Joke Fest, May 9th at the Kia Forum. So excited to come back to LA. Get your tickets now at netflixisajokefest.com and tomsegura.com/tour.
This is kicking in, and it is pretty strong.
By the way, I have to shit right now. Because nicotine this strong makes me shit. I can feel my ass being like, what are we doing here? Holy cow.
I'm really high.
100%.
This episode is brought to you by Saatva. SAATVA.com. And of course, use slash the shit. Why? Because with that URL, you get $200 off any mattress of your choice. And I got to tell you, they have some amazing choices. We have very aggressively endorsed this product because we really believe in it. I slept on a bunch of mattresses, different brands before, and nothing matches up to Saatva. They have luxury firm mattresses. They have memory foam mattresses. They have mattresses that vibrate and move up and down. They have a zero gravity setting. It makes you just want to chill, veg out. They have it all. And it's all high quality, environmentally friendly stuff that, like I said, you're just going to sleep better. I'm such a fan, and I can't wait for you to try one. So go to Saatva, saatva.com/the shit, and get $200 off any mattress of your choice. And we are back. Thank you for joining us.
My name's Jason Kelsey. This is Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
And it's on, baby.
It's on.
It's on.
We heard from him.
We heard from him. Shots fired.
Yeah.
They received our shot over the bow.
They know that. They know what's up now.
I was just in Philly. I was waiting for him the whole time to come surprise me.
What are we going to do with them?
We don't know. It's in the works.
But we're talking soon.
Yeah, we're going to do something.
We'll give you a full report back, but they know what's up, dude.
Fuck yeah, man. They respect athletes.
Fuck yeah.
Athletes respect. Dude, we're sports guys. Don't ever fucking forget that.
Exactly.
We're athletes.
I know.
We got locker room humor. It's a Trump thing, right?
That is a Trump thing.
Speaking of locker room athletes.
Got to grab the pussies. Yeah.
I'm not going to interrupt a lot today.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Because I just watched our podcast the other day, and I really enjoy when you talk.
Just not in person.
I don't know why.
It's just when you're seeing playback.
I said, let him fucking finish.
To yourself.
Okay. Like, I was on the plane going, God damn it.
What I'll do? I'm going to point out every time you cut me off.
Wait, do you see me listening right now?
Yeah, I see you. And it's really an effort because you went like this. You went like you're trying to not look Korean. You were like,
I almost lost my shit on Leanne last night. We were gonna have phone sex.
Uh huh. Nice.
And yeah.
Well, she talks you through it or FaceTime?
FaceTime.
Like, oh. So you pull your pud and you watch her and everything?
I was, that's a little secret time for us, but I will say
watching. Tell me exactly that she spread her cheeks and you look at her asshole. You tell me all the details. She like does that, and you're like,
I don't get it now,
dude. I would love to see footage of you. I want to see you crank it.
Walking a 53-year-old woman how to prop up an iPhone on a bed. I'm this close to losing my shit.
Really? Like, no, I can't fucking see.
Like, you can put something in front of the phone so it doesn't fall forward.
Show me.
And then I, FaceTime has this new feature where out of nowhere, it'll just give a thumbs up. Like someone liked it. Yeah. I think it's if you say a word and all of a sudden, I guess I was like, I like that. And FaceTime gives a thumbs up. She's like, hold on. Who's in this? She thought I was live streaming it.
Does she like to watch you do it?
No, no.
Does she like to watch you J-U-D? Yeah. Well,
you know what? Yes. She has gotten, and I don't know the right way to say this. I know that I know she wants to keep the majority of this private, but like she has gotten.
Yeah, really? I know that she doesn't want me to do this. Go ahead. You mean the intimate details of your sex life? Go ahead.
She has gotten really wild, like really wild, like fantasy shit.
Really?
Like fantasy shit. Like the stuff, I'm being really serious. The stuff you jack off to in porn.
Yeah.
She is now like open to, and it's like, and I, at first I didn't trust it. Cause I was like, she must've cheated on me. No one does that. No one like rebounds that hard out of nowhere. I was like, who'd you fucking Vietnam? Like,
yeah.
And then, but she's, you know, she's on the same over at Ways to Well.
Yeah.
So she's got a cocktail mm-hmm. and it just has righted her body. And she just is like a fucking vixen.
Really?
Like I'm talking wild shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's fucking pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But
and part of that includes her being like, I mean, watch you jerk it.
No, she doesn't see. No, she's still Leanne in that. Oddly enough, she's still Leanne. And like, even like trying to play around.
Yeah.
She's still her.
Yeah,
but she's so much more open to stuff. I don't even know what's going on with her. I don't. I was telling the Flyers about having sex with her, and she looked fucking good at the Flyers game.
Uh-huh. And was she there when you were telling them?
No, she was over to the side. But I was like, look at. And by the way, they're like, she's like 53, and they're like, that's her mom's age.
Yeah, they're those like, guys are like 24,
except for fucking Hartsey. What's shout out to Hartsey?
Yeah,
fucking goalie for the Flyers.
Okay. So.
By the way, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sure that was a secret. Whoa! Oh. Hold on. So, Tom.
Yeah. You've been having
from the Flyers.
Great sex. Okay.
So, they heard I got on the lip stuff.
This looks like some Russian shit.
It's from Siberia. So, they were like, so I opened up a Zin mm-hmm. in front of the Flyers, and each of them took like three and put them in their lip. And I was like, whoa, these are sixes. And they're like, yeah, we know. And they're like, you don't do the real shit, do you? And I was like, what's the real shit? And they're like, the stuff from Russia. I was like, no.
What's in this?
And they came to my show at the Flyers game after the Wells Fargo Center. Holy shit, it's not even white.
It smells like ammonia. Like, is this a smelling salt?
I don't know. Let me see it. It's fucking, holy God, it looks spoiled.
It says white, dry. None of it's white.
None of it's white.
What year is it from?
I just opened it.
I opened it.
No, no, no.
I didn't open it. Yeah. You don't even know. It doesn't say the strength.
I don't know
of
if
it.
You're supposed to swallow it. Maybe we should stick to Zins.
Are you want to try one?
You try one. Yeah, I'll try one. Do you have to spit?
I don't know. But
fucking, what are the.
Can we get cups just in case?
Yeah.
This is super fucking gnarly.
Oh, wow.
God, it smells so strong, bro.
It's soaking wet. It's like wet.
Okay.
They're like, this is the shit.
You ready? Dude, yeah. That it. This is, isn't this just dip?
I don't know. It smells aggressive. Yeah, you can't swallow this. Doesn't have a swallow feel. Jesus.
Yeah, okay. I can see why they throw in three Zins. Fuck.
This is fucking, my teeth hurt.
Holy this cow.
We're going to definitely need cups.
Yeah.
Like stat. Getting. Yeah, those guys.
Thanks, bro.
We just start just chewing tobacco. It's burning so bad.
It's intense. Hold it up. Show the can.
So if you guys have any information about Siberia.
My lips on fire.
My lips on fire too.
Yeah.
It says extremely strong. I just want for it to kick in. By the way, it's got a little reservoir. This is what all the Swedish chicks do.
What?
It's got a reservoir, so if it's too strong, you can take it out and let it sit and then put it back in later.
Really?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah, the chicks do that?
Dude, my Instagram is fucking thick with chicks.
What do you
mean? Have you seen the roast beef challenge?
The roast beef challenge? Is that a pussy lip kind of thing?
Yup.
Really?
Yup.
What is it?
It's girls holding their phone, and they're like, hey, I just want to tell you, and then they drop their phone in their pussy,
and
it lands in their pussy, and then they pull it up, and they go, I just love a roast beef sandwich. I got on a thread of those the other night.
How was that?
Like, I screen grabbed all their, like, I just screen grab them,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, and then the good ones I send to people. Yeah. Is this it?
Okay.
Ooh, play one. Not...
Yeah, go to the left. Yeah, start over there. Holy shit.
No.
That's not it. That's not it.
The text is insane. How about the second one?
It's,
you know what I love? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then they just flash the roast
beef.
I just
love a good roast beef sandwich, especially Arby's.
This is fatherless behavior, yo.
You know what I love? Oh, my God. Sorry.
And then... The other thing they do is the pause challenge.
Whoa.
Like, I got onto this thread.
Bottom left. Yeah.
You know what I love? Sorry.
You got to be quick.
It's fun because
you end up getting into their pause.
Yeah.
And then you watch it a couple times and then you pause it perfect.
Right.
There's so many sluts online.
Yes.
Like,
yes, there are.
Like, I'm telling my daughters, just don't do the roast beef challenge. Just don't.
Did you ever think you would say that as a father?
No.
At any point? Like, hey, one day, don't do the roast. What did they say? Are they like, what the fuck are you talking about, Dad?
Can I tell you the best?
Yeah.
Is,
they didn't know what it was.
No. Hold on. Is, I'm on a roast beef challenge thread. And Miss Pat shows up.
Miss Pat?
Hey, y'all. And I'm like, oh, shit, she's going to do the roast beef challenge. But she has a show in Indiana.
No way. No way she's doing that.
She's not doing the roast beef yet. She worked with me this weekend and fucking murdered.
Had to. She's so good.
She's so good. She's killing it. She's got her. This is kicking in and it is pretty strong.
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
Yep.
I think it's tobacco.
I think it is too.
I think it's tobacco.
I don't think these are fucking.
And it's Russian tobacco, not regulated. Yeah, no,
but by the way, I have to shit right now because nicotine this strong makes me shit. I can feel my ass being like, what are we doing here? Find a hole, man.
It is a shit.
Whoa. I'm high. I got high a crazy fuck. Buzz. God, these Ruskies are out of their minds.
It's like pouring
Have
into my
mouth.
Have
you seen what those crazy motherfuckers do for, holy cow.
I'm really high.
I know.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zolo, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
For jujitsu, they're doing like phone booth jujitsu.
My fingers are tickling right now.
I know, I'm so high. Or the car one, like there's seat belts, and then they wrestle. They're like, and all their like their mixed martial arts fight forum stuff at the. I'm so high, dude. I'm so high, and my ass is tingling. They always have brawls, like all out brawls at like weigh-ins.
Those are the best.
Crazy ones, dude.
I'm afraid I broke myself from Zins. Like, what if this is my new thing that I have to do?
It's Georgia.
What?
Georgia? Is she?
She got ink.
She did?
She didn't tell me.
What'd she get?
Who fucking knows?
Big?
Something on her shoulder.
All right.
She called. She was texting me that she loved me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, what's going on? And I called Isla, and Isla's eyes went like this. And I was like, she got a fucking tattoo, didn't she? And Georgia, and Isla's like, I didn't say anything. And I was like, way to go, dummy.
Yeah.
And then I called Georgia, and she's like, Isla snitched on me, didn't she? I was like, no. We all snitched on you.
Yeah.
This is aggressive. Are you shitting?
I have to. I guess we could wait a minute.
Just see if you shit your pants.
Like, so.
I shit my pants on stage the other night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Like, for real?
For real. You can find a picture of it. I shit my pants on stage. I had to wipe my ass with my shirt.
Oh.
And there was shit all over my shirt.
Oh, my God, dude.
Guys, Tops Off World Tour is. Last week, this week in Rochester. This is aggressive. I might have to switch over to a Zen.
Yeah, well, do whatever you need to do. I'm definitely going to go to the bathroom very soon.
Really?
Probably.
How was the UFC fight? And who is your mistress?
Excuse me?
That's all I got texted.
The woman sitting to my right?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's wife?
Ooh, does he know?
Yeah, he was to her right.
Everyone texted me and was like, Tom's seeing someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Joe just sat and watched the fights?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is me shitting my pants.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's out of my ass, you throw the fuck up.
I had to go behind the thing and wipe my ass.
Hold on, one more wipe.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then you hold it up?
Nah, at the end of the show.
Oh, my God.
I really shit my pants, too. Oh. Yeah. I look good, though.
Yeah, you do look good.
230.
You've trimmed down so much.
That's crazy. I figured out the key to drinking, and I'm going to write a book about it.
What's the key?
Moderation, I figured out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I think the key is Zins.
Zins are good.
I'm going through a lot of these.
Yeah.
How many milligrams do you think you do in a day?
I mean, I'm throwing in quite a few. I start the day with them.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's only one way to start a day, and that's with a Zen. I sleep with them in
my
bed.
I do Rogues. I like the Rogues more. I've been trying different flavors.
All right. I'm going back to Zen.
Okay.
I'm going back to Zen. That thing was fucking aggressive.
Yeah.
And I have a weird taste in my mouth like I fucking blew a farmer.
I'll take it out, too. The UFC.
Thank you to the Flyers. Oh, my God, I won the 50-50 raffle.
No, I'm going back to UFC.
Okay. Oh, so, I want to know about the UFC, fight, Tom.
The UFC. I'll say this. So before I met Joe, I met him in 07.
Yeah.
I knew UFC like peripherally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where like, you knew a few names back then, whatever it was, Chuck Liddell, Shamrock, like those guys that like from, but I wasn't like watching every week.
Yeah.
And when I met him, he was like, I won that contest. I did a few minutes and he was like, hey, do you ever want to like do a gig with me? And I was like, yeah, of course. Other people had said that and they never call. He called me a few weeks later and he goes, hey, you want to go to, he goes, do you like the UFC? And I was like, sure. He's like, well, we'll go to Tampa. we'll do a gig the night before. We did two shows at the Tampa Improv, Ybor City, and the next day was the UFC.
Wow, what year is this? He's doing clubs in what year?
It's 07.
Wow.
So we go to the UFC, and here's the thing. Everything is different live, like stand-up. Obviously, I always tell people, like, if you like stand-up and you haven't been to a live show,
yeah,
it's so different live. Sports are like that. But there's something about fights in person and that atmosphere that now I've been to over a dozen because of him.
Yeah.
And when that music comes on and the lights change and the crowd roars and someone enters, I still get goosebumps like every time. Like you can't not. It's just, there's this feeling of you're like, and then you realize we're doing, this is modern day gladiator shit.
Fuck,
it totally
yes.
is. This fucking lunatic and this guy, and they're from different parts of the world, and like, let's just see what happens. You throw them in the octagon and they just fucking maul each other. We sat front row, I mean, right at the cage, and saw just two insane knockouts. I mean, one where the whole chatter there, and I'm sure it's continued after, I haven't checked up on it, but there was a late stoppage.
I saw that. There was a lot of chatter.
Where this guy was clearly, I mean, no protection, knocked out. He was so knocked out that the guy knocked him out and woke him back up and knocked him out again. Like, on his back, bam! And you see him like this, and he hit him again, and he, like, popped up, and then he hit him, and you're like, when are they going to fucking... And they finally stopped. And it felt like a super late stoppage. And then the main event, which was he clipped him with a knee that, like, set him up, and then he came with this overhand right cross down on him, and that guy was out for minutes, like 5 minutes.
Really?
Where you're like, is this guy dead? And you see, like, the chest, the respiratory system, like, kick in. But it was insane, super intense, incredible experience. Shout out, Joe Burrow was there, quarterback for the Bengals. He flew in to go to the fights, so that was...
He didn't have a game?
He had a game 2 nights later. So
okay.
He's injured. So
oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
He came in. We went to dinner. Super fun. But that that experience, like UFC events, by the way, if you're a fight fan and you can get to one of those, there's just nothing like the live experience. It was fucking insane.
Someone asked me if I'd walk to the ring with them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna do it?
I want to, but I don't know. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't feel like I feel like it's such a serious moment. I might be the right guy.
Well,
yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, okay, take your shirt off and go.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah,
it's like I got one speed.
Yeah,
and it's burnt.
Yeah, and maybe that's what he wants.
Or maybe he. But I'm fucking. I've been listening to a bunch of music getting ready for it. Like I'm fucking.
So it's coming up.
It's supposed to. I don't know. We're still. You know.
You should definitely do it, dude.
Really?
Yes.
But none of my family wants to go to the UFC. No one wants to go to the UFC with me. It would just be me.
Do it.
Yeah.
I went to the Magic game and then.
I saw that amazing half court shot.
Three or four of them, actually.
Four of them. I only saw the two that looked like.
They told me ahead of time. So I'm in the tunnel. First of all, they're like, all right, first quarter, we're going to put you on the big Jumbotron wave. I was like, all right, do that. And then they're like, so in the fourth quarter, during the second timeout, you'll go to half court and take some half court shots, and then you get to shoot the t-shirt gun. And I was like, I'm down with that,
yeah.
Especially the t-shirt gun.
Yeah,
that's just so fun. So there's like, it's whenever the second timeout occurs in the fourth quarter. That could happen when there's 10 minutes left or when there's fucking 2 minutes left. This game happened to be a phenomenal game.
Really?
Trading leads, Nuggets, Magic, like, you know,
oh,
it's
fuck,
fucking
yeah.
Great game.
I love old school Magic uniforms.
And it was yeah, me too. It was packed. I mean, it was jam packed there. And so we're like, they move us, we're sitting on the floor. I got the kids with me, right? Keeping them up. The fucking mascot, shout out to Stuff. He comes up to me. He's like, says the nicest stuff. You know, I love your stuff. I'm a big fan. Grabs my 5-year-old. He's like, come on, man. And he's like, okay. He puts him on a 4-wheel ATV, electric ATV.
You're like, wrong kid.
And I was like, and I see them drive out, and he's just like, you know what, during a break,
yeah,
drive around the court, like waving at people. My kid's like, doesn't know what's going on. I was like, what's up, buddy? He was like, just driving around with them. And then they're like, all right, we're ready. So one of the hype team guys was like, hey, here's the half court advice. Everybody comes up short. He's like, shoot from the legs. You know, you gotta really push it. And I was like, cool. First one, the first shot comes up. It's like 6 feet short. And I was like, oh, fuck. And by the way, the crowd was actually hyped. Like, they announce you and then they're like, yeah, you can tell.
You're the basketball guy.
They're like, fucking do it.
He's been playing.
Yeah. So short. I was like, oh, fuck. Another one. It goes like 2 feet short. And I was like, God damn. Because you just have like no perspective for it. So that third one I launch, it hits the backboard. And I was like, that's it. I don't want to fucking bore the fuck out of everybody here. But then
five more.
Yeah. They give me the t-shirt gun. And that was actually the absolute, like everybody. It's like, you know how people go crazy for free shit. So you just look and everyone's like, ah, people like jumping out of their seats for those t-shirts. But that was super fun.
You've never been recognized more than when you have a t-shirt gun. When you have a t-shirt, it is.
Yeah, because you were throwing them. I saw that. You got to throw
them. Oh, yeah. I threw them at the
Flyers game, right?
Flyers game. Yeah, Flyers. We did the, they came up and they were like, do you want to, it was a little bit of a travesty. They're like, we're going to put you on the Jumbotron. And I was like, great. And it was Cancer Awareness Month. So they're like, hey, just whip this towel around your head. And so they're like, and for Cancer Awareness Month, we have Bert Kreischer. I ripped my shirt off, kill a beer. Everyone's like, wrong time. Yeah, and then I'm whipping the shirt around. They're like, people are dying in this room. And then they're like, hey, do you want to throw t-shirts? And I was like, fuck yeah. So I went down, threw t-shirts. This kid yelled, Machine, you're my hero. I was like, he gets a shirt.
Yeah.
And then they did the 50-50 raffle. I told the lady, I'm the raffle king.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do is win raffles.
This is what I do.
This is what I do. I do one thing. I do a couple things really well, but one thing really well. Ride horses really well, but like.
What? Ride horses?
I ride horses beautifully. Like beautifully. Like almost like the horse and I belong together.
Since when?
My whole life.
Never heard you mention a horse once.
My biggest dream is to own a horse.
What the fuck are you talking
about? My biggest dream. Have you ever sprinted on a horse?
Sprinted?
Yeah.
A little bit in Montana and I fucking was like.
It's scary.
It's terrifying.
You gotta
it's
be a
actually terrifying. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's terrifying, dude, if you're not used to it.
I love it. I love it more than anything. But so she comes to me with the 50-50 raffle. I'm like, what's the pot? And she was like, oh, it's like 12 grand. I go, I'm putting in two. She was like, no one's ever bought $2,000 worth of tickets. I said, it's not over. Like, I'm going deep. So I said, before you close raffle, come back here. I sell $2,000. And then as soon as it starts going up, everyone starts buying tickets. Got up to 29,000. And then she came back and I didn't tell Leanne. I was like, put me in for another $2,000. She's like, are you fucking serious? And I was like, yeah. And I have $4,000 worth of tickets.
This is during the game?
It was during the game. That's all I was looking, waiting for the 50-50 raffle. And then they pulled the ticket. They call the number. I go, I don't even want to find out. I'll find out on radio tomorrow. But then everyone starts going, you're box one. You're box one. I was the only one that bought fucking tickets in my box. And so I went on, did Preston and Steve. And they came in, I won $29,000. 50-50, so I only get 14. And you got to get 4 to taxes. So really like 10. But
then you donated it.
Leanne's like, we ain't keeping that money. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to donate it to the Flyers. I go, no, they already got. They fucked up because they told me, they go, I said, how much does this raise? And she goes, oh, a lot, like $7 million a year. I went, what? She goes, well, here's the deal. No one ever picks up their ticket. I was like, for real? She goes, no, yeah. So no one ever picks up their ticket, so all that goes to charity. So we raised a ton of money. We raised like $7 million. As soon as she said that, I was like, I'm keeping my money. She was like, what? I said, just so you know, I'm keeping my fucking money. Like, I'm not just gonna willy nilly go to some charity. If I donate it, I'm gonna donate it.
Yeah.
And then the Bucks must have found out that night, and they texted me the next morning. Hey, we got Habitat for Humanity in Hillsboro. I used to do it at Jesuit, and they're like, would you do a read and say, get everyone to donate? And I was like, you can't do that without fucking donating.
Sure.
You assholes.
So you did that.
So I said, I hit my business manager. I was like, if I donate the money.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, well, that way you get to keep all of it. So you get to keep, well, you don't like.
What kind of nonsense are you saying right
you
get now?
To, you, the 14 grand, you don't have to pay. You're donating it.
Yeah.
So you just donate it.
I love that you're so concerned with this and like you have so much more money than that.
Read my comments. Yeah. Every child, meaning like I looked at a couple of profiles of dudes like, dude, why don't you just buy the whole house for them? You can do it. The guy does arenas. And I was like, that's not how that fucking works.
How does it work?
Well, shut up. Shut
I think you can buy them.
No,
house.
I'm not going to fucking buy them a fucking house. I'm How not buying them a fucking house.
How much is it?
I have no idea. I think I'm not buying them a fucking house. Stop the conversation.
How come?
I gave them 12 grand.
Why don't you just give them 100?
Because look, Tom. I've got certain allotments for certain charities I like to work with. I get drunk. I go on GoFundMe. I gave them fucking 12 grand.
All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, man, this is going to be a problem for us. When we find out what the Kelseys donate to their fucking charities, we might have to step it up, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm donating to World Central Kitchen.
I already did that.
You did?
Yeah, fucking, I'm enough with the fucking charities. It's like...
Did we just find your soft spot?
No, but it's like I can't... They hit me up, and then I go...
You're like, how does this work?
Everyone fucking... I mean, like, look, I'm not pissing and moaning, but, like, it just seems like I'm getting a lot of charities coming my way these days.
Okay.
Fucking hit me up.
What want?
I tackled one of their protesters, and then they hit me
up. Oh, at the golf thing.
Fucking golf thing.
What'd they say?
I don't know. I don't even want to say their names out. Bleep out. Because I'm like, I don't even want to get involved in the thing.
Did they say, hey, like.
No, they were cool. They were really cool. They were really so cool that you were like, is this a trick? Is this like, you know, like they were really cool. And they were like, hey, thank you for being. I shouldn't say what they said in the private email, maybe. But like they just said, you're a cool dude. We like cool dudes.
Mm-hmm.
We got some cool ideas. Do you want to hear our cool ideas?
And I
was like, fuck yeah. And then as soon as you say, fuck yeah, everyone's right. Like, do not talk to them.
I was going
to
say, are you going to do stuff for them?
No, I'm backed into a fucking corner. Like every.
Do you know your way out of this?
What?
Just donate that house. Buy that house for that person.
Part of the fun is raising the money.
Yeah.
And like, then, what about other people? There's other people in Tampa that have money. They can give $12.03.
Sure.
And then we can raise the money. And then I'm not just, because then you give one house, you got to give two.
Do two.
No. Put another zen in. Do you get hit up by charities a lot?
Well, I don't. I've donated like a pretty, you know, sizable amount to like Starlight Children's, and then, so that, you know, I didn't do it publicly. They acknowledged me publicly, and then.
Well, that's what I want.
You want the acknowledgement?
Yeah, public acknowledgement. I want to do it on the DL, but go yo. You got to be better fucking release an article about this.
That charitable spirit. So, yeah. So World Central Kitchen, that's Jose Andres's charity. What they do is
I just did it.
What do you mean you did it?
I just did it.
What? Did what?
They have a huge fundraiser at the end of every year called Merry Thanksmas.
Okay.
And
All right, well, that's a great one. By the way, if you're looking for a charity,
World Central Kitchen
is
fucking great
amazing.
One.
And what they do, if just so you know, so it's clear, is they go wherever there is any type of disaster, whether it be a natural disaster, a hurricane, a tornado, an earthquake, or they go to like war zones. And all they do, this is not like, so clear, it's not politicized. All they do is feed people. So people who are like, you know, everyone still needs something to eat. They set up camp. They find a kitchen out of it, and they just start feeding thousands of people.
That's with like really good food.
They make whatever they can with what they have.
Like short rib sandwiches, like really nice shit, because he's a chef.
He's a chef, yeah.
Because that's where it starts going. You go, well, then why didn't he bring the good food to them?
right. But they do amazing things.
Yeah, I really, just because I know people are going to be all in my comments about this, I have a foundation that we have an allotment that we give out that money every year to give to people.
That's good.
There's some companies, like I won't say their names, have not noticed how much I gave and said something. I wouldn't mind that.
The main thing is he wants an article.
It's like It's like, I remember reading an article about your dad and about all the good shit he did.
Yeah.
And I was like, I better get one of those.
Well, all you have to do is die. That's when they did it. So if you die, I'll make sure that they have that in the article.
Do it before I die.
That's so I can harder read it. To get. Yeah. Well, you know what would definitely make it into an article is buying a house for someone.
I'm not buying a fucking house okay. for someone.
All right. All
How right. much does a house cost?
I mean, for Habitat for Humanity, it's probably 100 and some thousand.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. Okay. Can we just talk? Okay. Pretend we're you if you're listening.
Look that up. Yeah.
Pretend if we're you yeah. if you're listening right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Like, what's the comeback for me? Like, meaning, okay, stop. Like, dude, like, $100,000 is a lot to give someone.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's a substantial amount of money.
And then.
Then what happens from that?
Yeah. Like, where, yeah.
Well, first, so you'd be doing a great thing. B, there's going to be, you could talk to your people, there's going to be some tax incentive if that's what you're looking for. Like there's
but,
be,
okay, but here already I'm getting just, bullied by the comments because I read that one comment and then all of a sudden once you're weak like that, they start going, oh, why doesn't he just give that to this? Why didn't he give that to this?
I understand. But so it's a very good thing to do. It's going to inspire people. It's going to really help someone. There is some tax benefit to doing that. And thirdly, something that's substantial like that, a lot of times gets acknowledgement. So if that's what you're looking for, I think if you did that, you'd probably make it into news stories.
But see, okay, then this is the game.
Okay.
I'll donate a house if you donate a house.
Okay.
No, stop. No, that's not what I was doing. That's not what I wanted you to do.
Oh.
I wanted you to say no, and then I go, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
All right, you heard it here first. Bert and I are both donating houses.
Stop it. I'm calling the Bucks.
What are you going to call them for?
I'm going to find out how much a house costs.
Oh, okay. Maybe do like a more direct search. Like, what does it cost through Habitat? What does it cost Habitat for Humanity to build a house? You know, something like that.
Motherfucker. I'm sweating.
Does it give you any
Austin,
insight?
Go to Tampa. Tampa. Don't do Austin. It's so fucking expensive to live here.
Okay.
Do Hillsborough County.
Just tells you the time period.
Yeah, you got to build it.
That's I understand that, but
they'd probably rather me just show up and build it.
They'd probably prefer the check.
Bert.
Harrison, it's Bert. You're on Two Bears, One Cave real quick.
What's up, man? I was literally listening to Two Bears, One Cave on my drive home.
That's all nice. I want to hear. Hey, how much do these houses from Habitat from Humanity cost?
If I'm on the podcast, I'm not sure I can share that. I also might not know exactly the number.
Okay.
Your donation, let's just say, bumped it up a good chunk towards a third home.
Towards a third home. Okay.
But roughly, what's the ballpark?
Well, roughly, and we'll edit it out. Roughly, if you had to guess, roughly, we'll edit it out. You will not be told saying it. But we're common. Okay, just we're editing it out, roughly.
I think they're around like.
Okay.
All right. Now you're back on the podcast. Okay. Harrison. Okay.
Yes.
What kind of kickback can Tom and I get from the Bucks if we both donate a house?
Well, I'm glad you haven't talked to Peter and Victoria yet because I've been talking to them because I know that you like the recognition. So I'm working on something for you already. Just like a little gift, a little thank you as our appreciation.
Okay, what's the thank you look like if Tom and I both donate a house?
Much, much bigger. Okay. I don't know what it is, but I will make something ridiculous happen.
Okay. Harrison. Harrison.
Yes.
You're talking to Tom now.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing well.
Looking forward to you coming out in March.
I can't wait. I would love to.
No, my tour dates.
I can't wait. I would love to see the facilities. I would love to check it all out. And also wanted to tell you that Bert and I will be donating the cost of a house for Habitat for Humanity.
We're gonna split a house.
Yeah, we'll split a house.
That's amazing, man. That's
I can split a house.
That's insane.
Okay.
I'll tell the whole team. They'll freak out.
Great. And this is from Bert. Would love a press release and let everybody know that. That we did that. he's most interested in public acknowledgement.
Yo, I need a couple calls from the Glazers. Yeah. I need Baker Mayfield to send me a FaceTime.
If you don't mind, just have work done. Come to our house just to make it a thing.
Tom,
Yeah.
You, make sure you talk. Is Peter there right now while you guys are?
He's not in the room, but he can hear you.
Okay. I've been talking to Peter to do something like small and absurd to as a thank you for Bert, because I know how much he loves the recognition and never gets recognized for it. And I literally have been talking to people today about just something like silly that we could do. So
yeah, well,
if you guys are donating another house, we'll make something big happen.
I would say it also, it's important in the acknowledgement to probably point out that it's me that's driving it. So he's participating, but you know, I would probably lead with my name. Okay.
All right,
cool.
All right, so Harrison, Tom and I are good for one house, right?
Hey, yeah. if you guys are good, I will. I'll find out, you know, the specifics, and then and I'll make sure we do something big for you.
Okay. One house, though, right?
Yeah, one house. We'll do a house.
We're in for a house. It's the Christmas spirit. All that's
right.
How
that's
I
right.
feel.
That is right.
Thank you guys very much.
And also, Harrison, just so you know, Bert's in a position where he could do multiple homes, no problem. But this one house is definitely happening.
So he should be building a neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. All right, and no cold plunges or shit. Down. Just a house.
No spa. Just a house.
All right. We got Tom down for one house, Bert down for a neighborhood of at least 10.
There you go.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
It. Okay. All right. Good sweating. To meet you, Harrison. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Thanks, Bert. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. It's official.
All right. We did it.
Tom and I are donating a house.
Don't you feel good?
I don't feel it at all.
Really?
I mean, I feel it.
You're just like, fuck.
No. I'm good. I feel better, but I feel all the back end shit getting us here might make me look bad.
No, it's all good, man.
Yeah.
People are going to be thrilled at that you're doing it.
Yeah, we're donating a house.
All right.
In Hillsborough County to Habitat for Humanity. Two now, bears, one cave. We get to pick the color.
Now let's... Do they let us do that?
Well, dude, they're definitely getting pictures of us up like Jesus in the house, like right in the foyer. Like,
this is who built your house. This is who paid for your house.
Yeah. And those kids better be fucking fans.
Yeah.
And we're going to go. We should go to that house whenever, like just late night.
Yeah. Or just like, look, I'm playing Tampa. I need a room. I'm not staying in a hotel. You guys are having me over.
Who wants to tell Leanne?
Oh, that'd be fun. Actually, I want to hear you tell her. That would be fun. Will she be like, what the fuck?
She's so fucking pissed at me right now.
Why?
God damn it.
This is great. I'm excited.
All right, let's call Leanne.
Yeah, let's do it.
God, her fit picture on her phone looks so good for her.
You're really like...
She looks so good in this picture. Every time I see it, I want to have sex. Look at this picture of her.
This is great.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
God, fuck.
You wanna? We gotta talk about your FaceTime sexy time too.
No, not with her. She does not. That does not get shared.
Okay.
She don't watch Two Bears.
Okay.
Think she's watching this?
No.
Speaking
of
yes,
Florida. How about FSU getting the snub?
Dude. Okay. Can I tell you? I don't know whether or not. Like, I don't know. They got fucked because they
definitely did.
12-0.
13-0.
13-0. And would they have stood a chance against Georgia or Michigan?
Well, they're going to play Georgia.
Or not Georgia, rather, Michigan or all the teams that are above them.
Well, here's the thing. Here's like the part that's like, I think fucked up about this whole thing. It's like you have... Like, I understand the criticism.
I understand the criticism,
so that,
too.
Like, people going like, well, you know, the eye test or like they weren't... that impressive, and now they're down to a third string quarterback, and like, you know, they're whatever. But like, you can also criticize Michigan's schedule. It's for sure open to criticism, mm-hmm. and their whole schedule, what they've done. Alabama is not the Alabama of the last few years at all. They also have a loss. They almost had two more losses, and they're like, yeah, almost. Well, yeah, but that also applies to, like, the eye test, right? You go, like, this isn't the Alabama squad that we've been watching. If Alabama pulls this all off, then that makes the criticism of putting them in and leaving FSU out more legit. Like, if they just have a great playoff run now.
Yeah.
But the fucking blatant disrespect of it is crazy to me. Like, it is nuts that you can be 13-0, Power 5 team. And if you want to be just like, you know, everyone's going to have their bias and their feelings in this, and that people are going to be for or against what we're saying. But there's an objective truth that FSU is one of the premier brands of college football.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, it's a top 10 brand.
They would never do this to Michigan.
And the fact that, like, you can win out and still be like, that's not, you know, it honestly just feels like blatant disrespect.
So what's the argument for SEC and the big?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, look,
because that's kind of the
end
I
of
heard.
This is the end of the of this problem too, which is the fucked up kind of part of it, is that it'll be resolved next year when we expand the playoff. You know,
yeah,
it's going to be way more teams, so then it'll be like, oh yeah, now it's resolved. So this is the end of the 4-team playoff. So it is what it is in that sense, but it feels like such bullshit that you can do that. Yeah, the SEC brand, look, that is the strongest one without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And that conference top to bottom is head and shoulders above the other ones. It just is, you know, and they keep expanding. And this really is a whole thing about like the way we view conferences. What is going to be the status now? What does it say for the ACC, right? Yeah. Like, what do they do? Because they're clearly, the evidence is clear. They're just seeing like, your conference isn't worth it. So, you know, what do they do? Do they further expand? Do they all leave that conference? I don't know. You know, the conferences have changed so much over the last decade that, you know, there's now, I don't know how many fucking teams are in the Big Ten. It's like fucking 20 teams. Like, none of it is what it was. It's all changed. And the ones that are strong have gotten stronger.
I kind of like seeing Coach Norvell get pissed.
Yeah, it was great.
I love it.
It was great.
He's a little bit like a robot. Like, he's such a workhorse.
Yeah.
That, like, even when, like, I saw him at the Florida State game, he was in go mode.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, yeah, uh-huh, good, enjoy the game. Like, just, yeah. I like.
Yeah, no, he's a great coach, man.
He's a great coach.
That, I think, is objective, too. He's a great coach. And I don't know, I'm bummed out for him and for those players, that whole organization. Like, as a program, you know, you tell your kids, like, the only way you can get in like, a championship is win out.
And they
you
did go, it.
You win out, and you get left out. Now, you know, with their, like, it's all going to, for them, it's all going to be on this game, you know, because Georgia's a great team. FSU's defense has been lights out. They really have been great. So to see how they stack up against Georgia, and, the, you know, the struggle for them has been on offense, and your star quarterback is out, and then you're down to a third stringer, but you still manage to win. I don't know. It's all going to be in, like, the results of these games. But here's the thing. Let's say they win. Let's say they beat Georgia. They went 14-0, and they beat the team that won the last two national championships. And then they're just going to get a, hey, great job, you know, when they should be saying, if they do that, they should be in the conversation for national champs, you know.
It's so crazy because it does, you know, anything that – with comedy, I get it. Like, when people trash people's special or people celebrate specials that maybe weren't so great, but it was brand friendly to what that magazine or article that company needs to celebrate. I always get that. I've never been bothered by that.
It's all even PR.
Golden Globes and all that shit.
It's all publicity.
I get it. I totally get all of it.
For people that, like, they're all publicity. It's all your PR.
I've never made a list once in my fucking life. And I get it. I totally get it. And I never have an emotional attachment because it's subjective. But when something like that is objective, it fucking infuriates me.
Yeah. Yeah. You have 2 1-loss teams in the
final
four.
That's why you play the game.
Yeah.
They could have just awarded a national championship at the beginning of the season and been like, no, it doesn't matter. Records don't matter.
Yeah.
I wonder, it's what's so cool is, and I do love that, and except for the Kelce brothers, I love all these sports podcasts.
Yeah. Because except for theirs, yeah.
Well, no, but I love hearing insights like Taylor Lewan's insight on
love
these.
It too,
dude. Pat McAfee, I know we sucked his dick last episode,
yeah.
But like, did you see his switch from Georgia to Alabama?
Yeah, I saw it. It was great. And Theo was fucking great.
Theo fucking
on game day.
Theo and Lee Corso should have a podcast together called,
huh? Yeah, it was great, man. It was great.
Theo didn't know any of the fucking teams.
No, so like, fun.
And who are they? I'll take them.
Yeah,
he was great
in that. That whole thing was great.
Theo's fucking, Theo makes me laugh almost as hard as Cameron and Mace.
Oh my God. When they talk about fucking like raw, like gang banging chicks. They're if, like talking sometimes about you, back in the day.
If you feel like this podcast has slipped and me and Tom have changed, which is a valid argument.
Sure.
Everyone, biggest thing I ever see is bring back Fat Tom.
We just bought a house.
If you think we've changed, then I would implore you to add, this is it. It is what it is. It is what it is with Cameron and Mace to your podcast list. It is simply the greatest buddy podcast I've ever listened to in my fucking life.
Yeah.
They told a story. And they do the thing that we do sometimes. We're like, I wish we could talk about that.
Yeah.
But then they talk about it.
Yeah.
He said, I wish we could talk about gangbanging bitches. And Mace starts, Mace is a preacher.
Yeah. Starts laughing.
Mace's laugh is so contagious. So contagious. And their friendship is so genuine. I tagged them one time in a post about how much I loved it. And Mace wrote back, hey, next time, will you please put Mace in front of Cameron instead of Cameron in front of Mace?
You're like, oh.
I was like, oh, I fucking love these guys.
Yeah.
They talked, there's a clip of them talking about getting a, I don't know the right way to say it. I don't want to misquote them, but them sharing a worker, a girl who was a little bit of a earner.
Mm-hmm.
And Mace's description, no, Cameron's description and Mace's laughing had me laughing so fucking hard. I was like, I texted you immediately. I said, we need to gangbang a bitch. We need more stories like this.
Yeah.
Like, we need to do stuff together again, like when we were younger.
What kind of press release it would be if there's a house donated to Habitat for Humanity and a gangbang in the same sentence?
Dude, I know the people at Oman's Venus. We can make that happen.
Yeah, sure.
We could gangbang a bitch and make it fun.
Yeah, of course.
And I bet, like, the best part was that Mace was like, you weren't sucking my dick like you're sucking his dick. I mean, there's so many, like, I have to say, like, there's so many podcasts right now.
Would you look at me while it was happening or just focus on her?
You know what? I was told by two comics, I won't say their names, two black comics that
didn't need to do that, but okay.
That, well, no, but it's important in the story.
Okay.
Because they had asked me if I'd ever run a train on a chick with my friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And Donnell was like, I think that means you're gay. I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I can't believe you've never done that. And I was like, no, never. I've never had anyone else in the room. I've only been with the one person. And he's like, and it was just so like, no, it doesn't make you gay if you do that. Like, they were just like, that's how it should be. I've heard so many people have talked about having three, or I guess that's a train really. But like, that I feel like I missed out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I can get hard.
I think that's the big challenge, right?
Yeah. Because Cameron in his story said he wasn't hard yet because he's not going to get hard off some bitch sucking Mace's dick.
Right.
And I was like, I can see that.
Yeah.
And then I guess he got hard.
I guess he did.
What would you do if Cameron was like, something happens to Christina, she's in a coma, right?
Right.
But Cameron's cool. Like,
okay, what's next?
He's like, yo, want to go back to fucking Lexington and 34th and gangbang this bitch?
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Sure. Yeah. Now, the whole thing is, like, I'd be super nervous walking in that room. I'm definitely not hard walking in.
I'm not hard walking in at all.
No.
I'm not. Mace could maybe loosen me up because he's got a little, like, energy to him.
Yeah.
Where he's like, come on, it's fine.
Yeah.
Cameron would be like, game time.
Dick pills for sure, though, right?
Oh, hardcore. Yeah, I'm taking
you
something.
You got a few of those?
Yeah. Those Blue Chews?
Yeah, let's go.
Shout out to Blue Chew.
Yeah.
That would be a good ad.
Gangbang with your friends. Have a Blue Chew.
Dude, their podcast is so funny. And they talk about basketball. They're really big basketball fans. That's where I first met Cameron, was at a Knicks game.
Really?
Yeah, I met him, and he was with Jim Jones. And I was like, I geeked out. And Ron was with me, my bus driver.
Yeah.
Ron was like, fucking lost his shit. Like, you can tell when a black guy geeks out, they get real serious.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, like, I get excited and jumpy. I'm like, shut up, Cameron.
Yeah.
Jim Jones, whole shit, Dipset. Like, oh my God, I'm such a fan.
They don't do that.
I told him, I was like, you guys defined you were the soundtrack of me moving to New York, because that Dipset was just hitting when I was walking around New York broke, and you'd hear it on Sundays in everyone's car.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's car was blaring like the same couple songs. It was Big Pun, Dipset. And I told him that, and Cameron was cool. He is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
He really is a regular dude who just happened to get into hip hop. Mm-hmm. But like, I think texted me. He was going to come to my show, and I was like, bring in as many people as you want. And then we just kept in touch. And I fucking love their podcast is like, It's, I told you, it's like listening to podcasts when we were doing them 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't think anyone's listening.
Sure.
And they just talk
wild. By the way, have you followed what the kind of shit Puff's in right now?
I got to be honest with you. All I know is everyone's telling their stories.
Everyone, it seems like he's in a world of shit.
What did he for real do? Like, I really do not know.
I
heard something about a private plane and chicks and,
yeah,
and champagne bottles, but I don't know if those were all just hearsay or if it really happened or what was the thing that started it.
Couldn't speak to that either. What I know is that he's being accused of like abusing a former girlfriend and an artist, you know, and I don't know the extent of it. What is crazy is, dude, there is nobody who I would hate to beef with or just have him like be in his crosshairs than 50 Cent. Because have you gone to his Instagram?
50s? It's always in my feed.
No, it's phenomenal.
He's the best. Like, he is the best Instagram.
There are people who say they don't give a fuck. And then there are people who really live that life. And if you like, all he's been doing is posting Puffy shit like over and over.
So do you think he doesn't like Puffy?
For sure. For sure.
He offered to buy. He texted him and said, I'll buy Revolt from you. He was like, can you?
He's doing a documentary on him. I didn't know that.
Wait, where's the one he wrote? He offered. I mean, I would never want 50 Cent against me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And they're right. This comment is right. Diddy must have tried to little boy 50 at one point in his career during because he ain't letting up. He's been posting nonstop about 50.
Yeah.
Every day.
About Diddy.
About Diddy, yes. Every day.
He offered to buy Revolt. He sent him a private text saying, yo, I'll buy Revolt from you.
Look at his feed, dude. It's puffing every fucking minute. It's brutal, dude. Oh, my God.
Do you think
a Diddy R. Kelly face swap? I'm telling you, dude, there's nobody like him.
Really doesn't give a fuck. Do you think he has a team that works on his tweets and texts? Do you think he has a team?
I think he just tells people what he wants. I think he posts this shit himself for sure. I really do.
I also think
he gets sent a crazy amount of shit.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I want to know what his text groups look like.
Oh my God.
Because he hated Ja Rule. He kind of ruined Ja Rule's career.
Kind of? Yeah, and this is like a celebration for him. I mean, Puff must be a real dick to him.
Well, Puff, and I don't know him, and I'm definitely not throwing my hat in the ring, but his posts that I followed on, I had his chat number. You remember those chat numbers you used to get? And I would get it, and his posts were wildly disconnected.
Really?
Yeah, like he'd be by himself in his backyard with a bottle of champagne, just drinking by himself, and you're like... They seem lonely, in my opinion. But I wish I knew more. I'd be a better podcaster if I researched before I talk about things. But like,
you're good.
It seems like it's. What do you think happens? Do you think you're born that way? Where you take advantage of people, or do you think that you get so much money and so much power that you just become disconnected from people as humans?
No, I think you can get a lot of money and power and still not be like that.
I heard an interview where Kevin Hart was talking about fame and how there's no drug like fame.
Uh-huh.
And that it is all of a sudden everything you've ever wanted is yours.
Mm.
It was a great podcast with Jay Shetty. I listened to the whole thing, but Kevin Hart was he was very accountable for his past misbehaviors and the car accident. I didn't realize he almost died in that car accident.
That was a bad one. I remember that was in like some old school car, right? It was like a 60s or 70s car.
He had bought everyone on his tour an old school car. Wow. And they're the plastic cup car boys.
Yeah.
And he took his out. I was working right where he was.
Is it like Mulholland or something?
Yeah, it was up on Mulholland. It's down like down by in Calabasas. And I saw where the wreck happened and it was aggressive. Like the week after we drove past it and the driver's like, yo.
I feel like he was like stuck in that car too, if I remember.
I think
he
was because I don't think he was wearing a seatbelt and those cars collapse. Kevin Hart's had bad luck with health. He tore his abdomen.
That was trying to run a 40 against like a former NFL player.
Did you see him try to catch a punt?
No.
Hysterical.
Really?
Kevin Hart, you know, I think people, I mean, I know that he is the biggest comedic actor of our generation.
Sure.
But I think people forget just how, like, silly funny he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's
great
just
at telling the story. Great at, like, a podcast or a late night show appearance. It's
if
great
you can get
energy.
Him out of, like, if you, because there's a thing that happens in podcasts, I'm definitely guilty of this, where you start doing podcasts with people and it becomes about your business as opposed to who you are as a comic.
Mm.
Like, I've done them where you go in and I was like, I wanted to be funny on this, but everything you asked me is like, how do I market?
And yeah,
like,
same. I know.
And you don't want to not answer those questions or tell them that's not the interview you want
to
do.
I've had podcasts like that where the interview is like a business interview.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
that's the majority of the ones I do. And now sometimes with Birdcast, if I bring in young comics, they want to pick my brain on the podcast, and I fucking love talking about myself. So I'm fucking just off to the races, and then they don't say a word, and everyone's like, great podcast.
You must feel like, I feel like you really like fame. So do you feel like fame's a drug to you?
No.
Really?
No, I don't feel it at all.
What are you talking about?
I don't do access to things. Like, I don't.
What are you talking about?
Like, I think the fame you get when you're younger is different than the fame you get when you're older.
Okay.
Like, when you fame you get when you're older is like, it's kind of like just a more comfortable bed where you go, oh, this is nice. You know, like, I never hit up anyone to get tickets for things. Like, I'll reach out to my manager and go, hey, can you see if we can get tickets I can't get? But like, we went to,
isn't that exactly what?
No, but I don't go like, I need backstage access. I need this. I need that.
I got you.
Like, we went to Metallica and I just bought tickets.
Gotcha.
So I was like, It's much easier for me to buy tickets, because also what happens for me is if I get tickets for something, I'm working. So like Flyers game, totally cool. I'm at the Wells Fargo Center the next night, but like, I realized that was a work trip. Like, I didn't really even drink, but like at the thing, I'm like, I gotta take my shirt off. I'm going to kill a beer. There's one beer I drank. I gotta throw t-shirts. I gotta do a thing with Gritty. I gotta like, so it's kind of like,
you're not just chilling at the
thing. If you ask for the thing, they'll give it to you, but you have to work. Someone like Kevin Hart, he asked for it and he doesn't work. I never experienced his like fame. Like, my fame is like, people recognize you on an airplane and then they're like, can I get a picture? And you're like, yeah, cool. And, but like, never like, I don't have like, I don't know. It's not, I don't like, I'm not like going into a club going, I want her. Like, that's what I think he was talking about.
Yeah.
His thing was, I'm paraphrasing obviously, but when he cheated on his wife, he was like, I'll never get caught, because I'm Kevin Hart. That's right. He said this, and I'm paraphrasing, so I'm apologizing if I'm misspeaking, but he said that. I am not that guy. I am definitely like, oh no, if I get caught. If I cheat on the end, I will get caught, and I'll lose everything.
Okay.
And like, and if I drink and drive, I don't drink and drive, because
you've never done that. No, I will say that.
I have done it in my life.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying in your adult life.
In my adult life.
You're like, as a grown man, I've never seen, you've always had a ride.
Yeah. I don't ask people for drugs. Like, I don't like,
yeah.
Like, the certain things that are the enticing thing when you're young and famous, which I'm sure is got to be the problematic thing that happens with guys like Shia LaBeouf and fucking Timothy Chalamet and like all those crazy things. Like,
yeah.
What it must have been like to be Mark Wahlberg at a young age. I don't get any of that. I just get more getting recognized. I get like free barbecue sometimes.
Yeah.
Like beers. I haven't paid for a beer in a long time.
Cool.
But
that's good.
Yeah. But that's a
free meal is a sweet perk.
But no, even still, when they give like shoe stores, they'll always go like, they're on us. And I'm like, no, cause I go, I'm here to support your business. I can't have you be upside down giving me shoes. You can give me a discount, but like, don't comp it. Cause I'll pay for that, and I'll pay for like team stores. When we go to arenas, we go to the team store. Every time we go to the team store, anyone on the crew gets whatever they want from the team store, and I always pay. And a lot of times I'll be like, don't worry, we got it. And I'll be like, listen, be careful, because I'm in shopping like I want stuff. Like, I'm gonna buy stuff. And so I don't really, I mean, I'm sure I'm being hypocritical. I'm sure people can point out a million times that I've abused my fame, but I try to, like, I don't, restaurants.
Man, your answer just gave me anxiety.
Well, I know, I'm getting anxiety.
I was like, it was so intense. I was just like, what do you think of fame? And I'm like holding onto the fucking table.
What do you think of fame?
I mean, I think that it's, you know, there's like a double-edged sword to it. I also think that you have, you have perspective on fame when you have a degree of it, and you understand when you have a little, like when you have some fame, you understand that there are levels to fame.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So like we have friends that are far more famous than us, or
that people are always trying to get. And I think that's put things in perspective too.
It puts it in perspective
every time.
Yes.
Anyone wants to give you something, it's so they can get to Rogan.
A lot of times.
Lot of times. So I've realized I do not have access to Rogan that way. I cannot get you Rogan.
Yeah.
And so I won't do it.
I mean, it's just like, as an example, I'm at the UFC and these people wave me over. They all wanted pictures, but one of them was like, "Can I get a picture?" And I go, "Sure." But I did like 25 of them or something. And then she's like, "So, can you get Joe to come over here?" And I was like, "No."
No.
And she was like, "Please." And I was like, "It's not going to happen."
No.
She's like, "Will you ask him?" I go, "Sure." And I go back over there and I see her. She's like, and I look at him and I go, "That person over there wants you to." He was like, "Oh." He just like, he laughed. And I was like, "Yeah, he's not going to come up and go over to you." But yeah, people want to, they also like, "Will you tell him stuff?" You know, all that kind of stuff. And
even
like,
with gifts, I get gifts given to me and they're like, "And I made one for Joe." And I'm like, "Cool.
Yeah.
Looks like I got two. Thank you very much. I love these cutting boards."
Yeah, I mean, here's the best part of fame is that sometimes there's just these perks that are actually honestly really desirable and make life just easier in the moment. Like a restaurant.
I'm trying to
like a restaurant. Literally have been to restaurants where they go, like, "We don't, sorry." And then just show your face or say your name and they go, "Actually, we can accommodate
you." Oh, I've shown my face before.
Yeah. So that part, you go like, that's pretty amazing. I would say that's a great perk.
We went to Parents Weekend and I this is one thing I've gotten comfortable with.
Yeah.
Is we went to Parents Weekend and the traffic was closed off. And I was like, "It's okay, just pull up." And the guy's like, "They're not letting me in." I go, "It's going to be fine." And I just rolled my window down and the guy's like, "Oh shit, the machine." And I was like, "What's up?" I was like, "We're trying to get in there." He's like, "Come on in."
Yeah.
And you're like, and that's, I've done that. I've done that a lot. I did it at the Bucks game, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I said to the guy, "Just don't worry, just show my face. It'll be fine." And then
that's a perk.
Yeah.
That's a perk. Yeah, and here's the thing, to be fair about what, like, and I'm talking about the degree of fame that I experience, is that most of the time, it's just people being extra nice to you.
Yeah, that's it.
So, like, how are you going to complain about that? It's literally just people saying hi. They tell you things. Oh, I love the special. I listen to the podcast. And, you know, I'm a big fan. I mean, that's a nice thing. If you were not, if you're not famous and people were come up to you every day and be like, "Big fan." I mean, it does.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to hear.
The lady on the flight today, I was flying in, and she said, I asked for a coffee on the flight.
Look at you.
Dude, I've changed so much.
God, I don't even recognize you.
I know. I said, "Can I get a coffee?" And she went, "Sure." And she said, I know you. You fly this flight a lot. And I said, "No, I never fly United." And she said, "But I know you." And I didn't know the right way to do it. So I just cut the chase. I go, "I'm famous." And she went, "No." And I went, "No, that's why you know me. Like, you probably see me on TikTok or something." She goes, "I don't have TikTok." I went, "Well, I know, but it's
Netflix."
I said, "You have Netflix?" She goes, "Yeah." And I said, "I have like 5 specials on Netflix. I have a movie on Netflix." She went, "No, you're fucking with me, aren't you?" And I went, "No." She goes, "You're messing with me." And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Yeah, I don't know what to say." She gave me my coffee and I sit down. And then she comes back. She has me up on Netflix. She goes, "Hey, wait, you weren't lying." And I was like, "Oh, why would I lie? I don't know. I need to cut to the chase because I just want the coffee."
Yeah.
And I'm double thinking it. Maybe I should get a Jack on the Rocks. But that's the weirdest part, is like when people know. I think this happens to me more than you, but people know me but don't know why they know me. Hmm. Like I feel like I'm more recognizable
because
I put myself out there so much.
Also, I don't feel like people would see you and be like, "You look like this guy, Bert." They just know you're Bert.
A lot of people are Brett or Burnt.
Oh, right. But they know that that's you. I get a ton of, they're like, "Do you know who you look like?" And they're like, sincere.
Really?
And I'm like, "Who?" And they're like, "There's a comedian. You look just like him." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's my cousin." And they're like, "Oh, really?" Like, yeah. And then they just walk away.
This lady got on the plane last week, and I'm sitting next to this dude, not drinking. And she walks by. She works for the airline. And she walks by and she goes, leans over the guy and she goes, "I just need you to," she was doing a jump seat. I might have told you this story before. She was in a jump seat. She was a flight attendant. And she was like, "I just need to tell you that you guys saved my life over the pandemic. Like, over the pandemic, you know, I wasn't working. I was like, it was rough. And I
just She's like, you're Jason Kelsey, right?
Yeah. She goes, you saved my life. Literally, I keep doing what you're doing. I love you.
That's super sweet.
It was really great. And the guy next to me goes, like, after like 5 minutes, he goes, all right, I got to ask what you do. And I was just like, I'm a doctor. He was like, really? I went, yeah.
Yeah, I helped a lot of people during the pandemic.
Yeah, I'm a doctor that flies in Lululemon tracksuits and has a new one every flight.
I incubated about 100,000 people during pandemic.
I'm a vaxxer.
I jabbed a lot of people.
So what's our what are we going head to head with the Kelseys about?
That's what I was going to ask
you.
We
need to do like a meetup with them.
Yeah, we should do
schedule something soon and
maybe
then go big for the Super Bowl.
What we should do is talk to them about what it is. And of course, exclude anything physical.
Yes.
Like, it cannot be running, jumping, weightlifting.
No, jumping. Oh, yeah, jumping. Don't do jumping.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's not your strong suit.
Mine? How about the fact that they're fucking professional athletes? Do you think you can out-jump them?
I almost swallowed my Zen. So then what are we going head-to-head in? Are we
I can still jump higher.
By the way.
I can jump higher than you, by the way.
Sidebar. No, you can't.
Yes, I can. You want to do a thing?
Not now. I don't want to see it happen again.
It's not going to happen again.
Sidebar.
I'll jump you.
You think you can out jump me?
For sure.
How much do you weigh right now?
205.
You're 205?
Yeah.
That's so funny. You look so much bigger.
Really?
Like jacked.
I'm 205, but for sure I can out jump you.
Whose stomach do you think is smaller?
What do you mean?
Like, if you measured it. I measure my body.
I don't know.
That's the only way I can tell that I'm losing weight. Because I'm getting so muscular. So muscular. I took a great nude photo of myself today.
Today?
Today.
Here?
I know, on the bus. I look good getting out of the shower, and I was like, that's not just for me. That's for anyone that wants it.
So who'd you send it to?
Leanne.
Post it. You can do it on Twitter.
Yeah. I'll just edit out my dick. I'll do a roast beef challenge. I'll be like, I look so good, and just drop it in my dick, and be like, yeah. I fucking love hot dogs.
Yeah.
Love a nice hot dog in your mouth. All right, Kelsey's coming up, right?
So what do you think? What do you think, though? What kind of challenge? Here's the thing, and it can't be cerebral because I don't know about Travis, but Jason's really smart.
Sidebar, you know, we skated over Jason's wife.
We did?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about it. We talked about Travis's chick.
Oh.
Jason's wife is one bad motherfucker.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
No, she's beautiful, but she is like, I started watching. You ever see the clip of when he wants to bring his kids to the Super Bowl? She's like, no fucking way. We're not spending $4,000 so she can see the Super Bowl. And he's like, do you want to go to the Super Bowl? And she's like, are you in it? And he's like, yeah. She's like, yeah. And he's like, we're going to take him to the Super Bowl. She is a fucking awesome chick. She had to be a collegiate athlete.
I think she was.
She had to be.
No, I think she
is
was.
Beautiful. She is beautiful.
They might have met like at school or something.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh, what if we could pit their chicks against each other? What if we bring in our wives in this? No, 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 no. That's a bad call.
We have to like, you know, hedge, like we gotta, what could we possibly be better at them?
Reading out loud?
Yeah. But again, Jason's a reader, I think.
Oh,
he's got like a degree or something.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Won't be an eating contest. Jason will smoke us.
Fuck yeah, he will.
I'm just keto right now.
Drinking?
Oh, we could fuck them up drinking.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I saw a clip of Jason Kelsey. He can drink like 24 beers.
Let's not do beers. Let's do like vodka or something.
That's my sweet spot.
Right? I can drink some vodka.
Fucking, they'll watch me sprint on a horse. The symbiotic motion of my neck and the horse's neck going at the same fucking
time. We got to get away from physical shit, man.
It's got to be. They can raise more money in charity than us.
Really?
Because the fucking Taylor.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah, he does things.
What's something? Okay, think about Jason, this way.
No, when Travis does things now, he's got all these like Taylor fans. Like some guy, the wide receiver, the tight end for like the, who'd they play yesterday or something? Like ran off the sidelines and fell. And then he just extended his hand and picked him up. And then that trended. And it was all Taylor fans being like, this is why I love him. Look, it's so nice.
They pulled up his old tweets and he was like, he likes dogs. Isn't anything better than a dog?
They just
wouldn't that be great if we had some him. Foresight to be good people?
Yeah.
And have great tweets in our background instead of what we have.
Hmm.
We should see if we
mine aren't so good.
of a period of Twitter where I just thought it was a place you took shits and posted those.
Yeah, a lot of jizz stuff. It was pretty bad.
All right, so it can't be anything with our past.
Uh-uh.
It's got to be something current. It's a dancing competition.
I think.
You think they can dance?
I think Travis can. He's dated a lot of black chicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I haven't dated any.
I hooked up with one.
Oh, the one that couldn't swim?
Yeah. She can dance.
That's how you hooked up with her. You saved her from drowning.
Shout out to Tia. shit.
You have to be a real Two Bears fan to remember that story.
Yeah.
We got to think of something.
They're going to come with an idea.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to be like this. Hey guys, big fans. Nah. Let's do something fun.
Yeah, they're going to be like curls. They're going to come up with something. We're going to be like, nah. We got to be like
push-ups.
You don't want to fucking do a push-up contest with them.
Yeah. Hold your breath?
Yeah.
I bet we could hold our breath. No, they're fucking probably got great lungs.
Yeah, also, they'll die doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, guys, get in our comments and leave comments of
Let
what
us
you
know.
Think the challenge should be.
But, like, think of us.
Yeah. Like, lean it towards us.
And like, come on. Be serious.
Oh, you should have seen the comments when I was like, I'm about to interview my childhood hero.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the podcast. And everyone's like, I can't wait to see Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Where's he been? No.
Not one person guessed it.
Yeah. No.
Doug Williams.
I didn't. Yeah, Doug Williams. I didn't guess that either.
Yeah. God damn it, man. What don't they have? What do we have that they don't have?
What about trivia?
I mean, it's possible. I really think that's probably...
Oh, like a newlywed contest.
Like that kind of thing, or like a Jeopardy style, like, you know.
Where you have to have a partner, Pictionary, or something like that. Now you're thinking right, I think.
Yeah. It's like, and here's the thing, yeah.
I bet they've never had their cocks tethered together with electrodes. We've done that.
Yeah, we have.
You know, Cameron and Mace are going to want in on this.
Yeah, they're going to be like, yo, your dicks are out? Holler at your boy.
Cameron.
Kill a can.
What about writing a Christmas song?
Writing a song, he's got a little leg up on songwriting.
Oh, fucking shit.
No, I think it's like, do you know your buddy? Do you know your partner? It's like, it's a game.
They're
like that.
Brothers, Tom.
I know. But
they're brothers.
Yeah.
They share everything. We should do couples therapy and really empty out our boats. We need to get ready for this.
Yeah, we do.
This is happening. And we got to bring some ideas to the table.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
forget physical. So it definitely has to be something that you.
It's got to be talent wise. It's got to be
talent
something
or
where we
trivia.
Shine talent wise, like singing or dancing or like acting out a scene from a movie.
We're going to act out scenes.
I don't know. Brokeback Mountain. Let's see if he'll spin on his cock and put it in his brother's ass. I'll do it to you. Or you can do it to me, whichever you want to be.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Surfing? No, nothing physical. It's got to be talent-wise. Because we can really razzle-dazzle the group, like especially on a stage, if we're doing it at the Super Bowl. If we meet with them and they're up to doing like a big co-event at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then we have crowds, like singing the national anthem or like something really fucking epic.
Yeah, I don't know that they can sing.
I don't think they can.
Can you sing?
Come on.
Well, you said that like...
I have the best singing voice in the world. I'm like, if I had not been a stand-up comedian, I would be a frontman. A karaoke contest.
Now you're thinking that's a long
air
lines.
Guitar, air banding. We're air band. We roller skating. Something that's just something they haven't done in a while that we can really practice while they're playing in their professional football season.
Okay.
And we can bring the fucking thunder. What we really want is the viral clip of us beating them. And everyone just going, they're undeniable.
Right.
It's going to be, it'll be huge. And then they'll do theirs, and then people will, you know, they'll laugh and repost theirs. And then all the Swifties will be like, he's so great. Don't you love a guy who can't sing?
Yeah, of course.
And then, but then me and you will belt fucking.
What genre of music are you best at singing?
Sadly, a lot of like 90s shit.
Like rock?
Yeah. Right. Rock, but I'm a great like folk artist.
You're a great folk artist.
Like Irish folk, the Pogues.
Folk?
Folk.
You mean folk?
Folk.
Okay.
It was Nick Folk, right?
I don't know.
And the other quarterback for the Eagles, Nick Folk.
The big dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can, what are you pulling up? I love it. Nick Folk.
Yeah. Nick Folk penis, though.
You've been doing jiu-jitsu. Nothing, it's got to be a real, like, talent show.
Type penis. How big, see? How big Dick Nick got his nickname. Yeah.
Is that him now?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be some sort of talent contest.
Okay.
Some sort of talent show. Some sort of like, you can play the piano. We just got to come in like stepbrothers.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. We got to fucking put them in their place, dude.
If we do original songs, and we got to trust that they're not going to lean in on the biggest singer-songwriter of our generation.
You trust that?
No. You know he's going to be like, Taylor, write me one real quick.
Yeah, and she's going to just write a perfect song.
Two fat fucks.
Yeah.
Think they got us like the Eagles versus the Bucks.
One's gay and one's retarded. And you're like, wait, what?
Wait, is that about them or us?
I think it's us. It'd be cool if she wrote like a really mean song. That'd be amazing.
Oh, and just destroyed us, and then the Swifties turned against her.
Yeah.
And they started following us, and they're like, those aren't real.
Not gonna let two beat up the Kelsey's. And we're Christ. Like, yo, what?
These two guys are like, I'm not sure I want to do this contest anymore.
Okay, make sure you bleep it.
See if they can suck their own dicks.
Yeah. All right. Well, we know what's coming up.
What's coming up?
We're going to talk to them.
Yep. Let's recap the episode. This has been a crazy episode.
It's been fun.
In this episode,
yeah,
Tom did the majority of talking.
Did I?
Oh, it was aggressive.
I don't know. The booth weighing.
What do you guys
that?
Think? 50-50? That's better than what 80-20, right?
It was evening out.
Okay, good. We donated a house for Habitat for Humanity.
I made you.
We tried Russian Zins.
Those are not Zins.
They're fucking not Zins.
I held my shit for well over an hour.
I'm sweating aggressively.
Yeah.
I have barbecue waiting for me.
Cool.
And it's on with the Kelsey's.
Cool. Let's do it, man.
They clap back. We heard their clap. Everyone should check out Mason Cameron.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And I love you.
I love you too, man. We'll see you guys next week.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.